Hello, I'm Eric, and everything you are about to hear will be thoroughly incorrect. In this episode, once again, we find ourselves in the charming little town of Pueblo de Vacas.
Once again? Eric, what are you talking about? We basically live here now.
Very true. How about this? I'll start over. Well, hello again.
Oh, brother, not again. Well, here we go.
I'm Eric, and everything you are about to hear will be thoroughly incorrect. In this episode, once again, we find ourselves in the Pueblo de Vacas jail.
And Vistar Center.
And as professional journalists, we must ask ourselves why.
Well, Eric, I think the answer to that question is, as always,
hopefully not murder.
All right, you two, knock it off. Did you get that out of your system? Can we go inside now? Mr. Whiskerton's looks cold.
I'm so glad Mr. Whiskerton's is back.
I can't believe I just saw him sitting outside the Pueblo de Vacas jail.
And visitor center.
How did Mr. Whiskerton's get that tiny detective's hat?
Trust me, you don't want to know where he hides that thing. The vet said they have never seen built-in cat pockets like that before.
It is kind of weird.
Detective Whiskerton's returned just in time to hear this amazing plan I just came up with. If everything goes according to plan, we will have enough money to fix up this old abandoned radio station and give Thoroughly Incorrect the real home it deserves. You can even give Mr. Whiskerton's his own tiny cat house.
I do like it when a plan comes together.
Okay, boss, what's the plan?
You see, back in college, Montana Mark and I had this band called the Vigilantes of Vinyl, and I was thinking we could...
Cassidy, I want you to know that Adam still feels terrible about the whole burrito incident. He's just a real stickler for the law.
It is kind of his job, isn't it?
I think that's why Mr. Whiskerton's disappeared for so long. He must have wanted to make sure it was safe for me here in Pueblo de Vacas after the burrito incident, as we are now calling it.
As I was saying about the band, Montana Mark still has all our old equipment, and I thought we could do a benefit concert to...
You should see my record collection.
Let me guess, you store your old records in the town archives?
I have some incredibly rare albums, including a limited edition recording of the Pueblo de Vacas Municipal Band playing music for cows.
What was the album called?
It was called Playing Music for Cows. Pay attention, Eric. Come on. Side A was for the dairy farmers, and side B was for those crazy cowboys down at the meat market.
Mr. Whiskerton's has been taking notes this whole time. He brought his own tiny notepad. I think he's conducting his own investigation into the town's anti-Mexican food laws. He keeps pointing at old newspaper headlines about the Great Burrito Ban of 1887.
If you just let me explain about the band, I have this whole plan worked out. We could sell vintage concert posters, perform a secret underground concert, and sell a live album.
Speaking of your band, Montana Mark sent me some of your original master recordings.
Wait, he still has those old demo tapes we recorded in college?
No, he sent them to me to preserve in the archives. Pay attention, Eric.
Is this the same Montana Mark who built a radio station for squirrels?
As everyone knows, squirrels cannot legally be postal workers. So they did need an alternate profession.
He spent 3 months teaching them how to do traffic reports properly.
Your band was quite innovative. I especially liked your experimental spoken word album about the history of cattle ranching, though I question the historical accuracy of cowboys using disco balls during cattle drives.
Montana Mark insisted that disco balls were essential cowboy equipment, said they used them to signal each other across the prairie at night.
The archives show no evidence of disco-based cowboy communication, though I did find some interesting documents about the Great Square Dance Rebellion of 1889.
Mr. Whiskerton seems really interested in your old band posters, Eric. He keeps pointing at the dates and making notes. I think he is trying to establish some kind of timeline.
You know, Montana Mark always said our music had hidden historical clues. He spent 6 months trying to play our first album backwards. He said it contained secret messages about proper cattle feeding techniques.
Speaking of historical records, I found some fascinating documents about the underground music scene in old Pueblo de Vacas. Did you know that in 1887, there was a secret society of musical cowboys who would hold clandestine concerts in the old barns?
No. How am I supposed to know anything about the 80s? Come on, Alice.
I do love me a good YouTube documentary. You should try it sometime.
You can even use the YouTube app on your phone. There is no excuse for this lack of knowledge.
Well, Mr. Whiskerton's just drew a map connecting all the old barn locations. I think he's onto something.
As I was trying to say about my plan for the benefit concert, Montana Mark and I could reunite the Vigilantes of Vinyl. We had quite a following back in college. Our first album, Turntable Tumbleweeds, sold dozens of copies.
I actually have a copy of that album. The liner notes claim you recorded the entire thing using only cowbells and a broken phonograph you found in the campus radio station archives.
Come on! We talked about this, Alice. It's called a basement. Mr. Whiskertons is showing me his notebook again. He's mapped out all the old concert venues and cross-referenced them with current restaurants in town. Look at this pattern he found.
This reminds me of how Montana Mark used to map out the best places to get late-night food near our college radio station. He was convinced that the best diners were always next to music venues, said something about the grease traps affecting the flavor of the music.
The musical resistance movement in Pueblo de Vacas was quite sophisticated. They had lookouts posted at strategic locations around town, using different genres of music as warning signals. Country meant the sheriff was approaching from the north, jazz from the south, and classical meant he was doing his rounds on horseback.
Montana Mark would love hearing about this. He once spent an entire semester trying to prove that the campus jazz band was secretly running an underground coffee shop in the music building basement.
Mr. Whiskerton seems particularly interested in the old town hall building. His notes show that it used to be a dairy storage facility in the 1880s.
I thought you didn't know anything about the 80s, Cassidy.
What? I don't. I never will. I'm just relaying information for Mr. Whiskerton's.
Ah, yes. The infamous milk bar era. In the 1880s, the dairy farmers would host secret concerts disguised as late-night milking sessions. They had to be careful, though, because Sheriff Willoughby's great-grandfather was very strict about noise ordinances.
I hope you don't call your husband Sheriff Willoughby at home.
Only on special occasions.
Ew! Old people are so gross.
It looks like Mr. Whiskerton's just found something interesting.
These concert advertisements all have the same symbol hidden in them. A small drawing of a burrito next to a musical note.
Those were actually the original speakeasies of Pueblo de Vacas. While the sheriffs were busy enforcing noise ordinances, the musical underground was secretly operating a network of burrito distribution points disguised as concert venues.
Wait a minute, Alice. The burrito underground?
The one and only.
Wait a minute, so when Montana Mark claimed that the static on my old Burrito Underground records was actually encrypted recipes being broadcast from the past?
He may have been onto something.
So what you are saying is that Eric's favorite band from college,
the Burrito Underground,
was really a part of
the Burrito Underground.
Cassidy, I didn't know you could do impressions. We gotta get you on America's Got Talent or something.
Oh my God, how stupid do you think I am, Cassidy? I know we can listen to the old episodes. You can literally just browse to thoroughlyincorrect.com and listen to any of our old episodes anytime, anywhere. Come on!
Break it up, you two. Back to the archives where knowledge awaits. The musicians of old Pueblo de Vacas developed a complex code system using musical notes to share forbidden recipes using forbidden music. Each melody corresponded to a different ingredient or cooking instruction.
Mr. Whiskerton's just updated his investigation timeline. He seems to think this is all connected somehow.
Of course it's connected. Montana Mark always said that history moves in circles.
Just like the cows of Pueblo de Vacas.
We just need to find the right groove and play it at the right speed.
Just like the cows of Pueblo de Vacas. That wasn't my line, was it? Can you edit that out later?
Not a chance. Not a chance.
The historical archives mention a series of secret passages that were used to transport musical instruments and cooking supplies. Some say you can still hear the echoes of old songs and the ghostly scent of salsa verde in certain parts of town. Mr. Whiskerton's is writing something.
He thinks if we could find the original sheet music from those old Pueblo de Vacas concerts, we might be able to decode the recipes that were hidden in the melodies.
The Historical Society would be very interested in preserving these musical recipes. That reminds me, next week is the annual Pueblo de Vacas Livestock and Music Festival. It's the only time of year when the noise ordinances are temporarily suspended.
This is what I'm talking about. The vigilantes of vinyl could perform these historical songs at the festival. We could do a benefit concert, raise a little money,
and help preserve some of this amazing town history.
That could work, Eric. Did you just have your first good idea? We should write this down.
Mr. Whiskertons nods his head enthusiastically, presumably to the rhythm of some unknown song.
Mr. Whiskertons just drew a little picture of himself wearing headphones and playing a tiny guitar.
Then it's settled. All we need now is Montana Mark. We're getting the band back together. He still has all our old equipment in storage.
Should we give him a call?
He doesn't have a phone. I don't even know where he is. He just drove off into the sunset with my car and my record collection saying,
"Don't worry, partner. I'll find you when the time is right."
She's getting pretty good at those impersonations.
Not too shabby for an unpaid intern.
Wait a minute.
What are we waiting for, partner? I heard it was time to get the band back together.
All right, folks. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor. Before I left college, I had a professor tell me once that what the world needed more than anything was truth in advertising. So here we are. Look, I gotta level with you here. I don't actually listen to this podcast. I mean, you should, but I don't. All your friends, family, neighbors, pets, they all should, but I don't. I am not even sorry about it either. I can't. I'm stuck making it. You know what it's like listening to your own voice? It's awful. I sound like a depressed Muppet. But like, not in a fun way. But Cassidy, you say, I thought you didn't know anything about the 80s. Don't worry about it. So, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure you're the only person actually listening to Thoroughly Incorrect right now. Yeah, you. Don't look around. There's nobody else here. It's just you and me, pal. After 4 whole episodes, it is just you and me. And if you want this show to keep existing, which, let's be honest, you must, because you're still here, then you've got a job to do. You need to go tell literally anyone else about Thoroughly Incorrect. Here's the crazy part. If you tell one person today, and they visit thoroughlyincorrect.com, and tell one person tomorrow, and this keeps going. If every person tells just one person, the entire planet will have heard of us in about 33 days. 1 month. That's it. 1 month. One planet. We are going to take over the world, together. We could go from you, sitting there in your sweatpants, to every single human on Earth knowing about this show faster than your New Year's resolution falls apart. Don't worry about the math. Just tell everyone you know to go to thoroughlyincorrect.com. Tell your cousin who peaked in high school and still talks about that one touchdown. Tell your coworker who microwaves fish in the break room. They clearly have no judgment anyway. They'll love us. They need us. Why? Because right now, it's just you and me. And Mr. Whiskertons. And Eric. And Alice. And her husband Adam the Sheriff. And Montana Mark. And, oh my god, I forgot about Mrs. Crazy Pants. But hey, none of them are going to do anything to get anyone to listen to the show, are they? You and me, we know the truth, don't we? So do your civic duty and spread the word about Thoroughly Incorrect. But how, you might ask? Just tell them to visit thoroughlyincorrect.com. The fate of this entire show depends on it. The fate of this entire planet depends on it. The fate of an entire planet depends on you and you alone. Save the show. Save the world. No pressure. www.thoroughlyincorrect.com.
Well, look at this. If it isn't our old friend Montana Mark.
How did Montana Mark sneak in here undetected?
Because he's Batman?
No, little lady. I just walked in through the back door. You guys should really lock that thing. Anyone could just walk in here.
Well, Montana Mark may have just solved the mystery of the great Pueblo de Vacas prison break.
Mr. Whiskertons nods silently in full agreement.
Who said that?
Mr. Whiskertons looks around the room confused, chasing the sound of a non-existent narrator's voice.
We try not to acknowledge him, and for the most part, he just leaves us alone. Well, it looks like I need to replace the battery in the door chime. I'm the only one who does any real work around here, and I don't even work here anymore.
Look, Eric, my man, we have a serious problem.
What's wrong?
I'm here for Alice.
I'm flattered, but you know I'm married.
To the sheriff?
What? No, not like that. I'm here for Alice's keys.
You can't kiss Alice. She's married. Pay attention. We just went over this.
Settle down. Settle down.
I need access to the archives. Alice, this is a matter of life and death.
Oh my.
What is it with old people in the basement?
I need a safe place to store my new record collection.
Don't you mean Eric's record collection?
Not anymore, partner. I want that auction fair and square. But the thing is, there are just so many records, they really weigh down my new ride.
Don't you mean...
No, not at all. For reasons that I'm not at liberty to discuss at this time, I may or may not require a speedy getaway vehicle in the near future.
Great. Now this is turning into a veggie tale?
I think Montana Mark was trying to say vehicle.
Yes, I need a speedy getaway vehicle, and these records are really reducing my top speed.
All right, I'll unlock the archives while Eric and Cassidy help you move the records.
Moving crates of old records with my old pal Montana Mark. Just like the good old days, right?
Remember when the Vigilantes of Vinyl played that show in the Natural History Museum?
How could I forget?
The acoustics in that T-Rex exhibit were incredible. Pure audio science, my friend. Those fossils never sounded better.
But that was nothing compared to the Milk and Music Initiative.
The Milk and Music Initiative. Our finest hour.
We had those cows headbanging to our 60-minute experimental rock opera.
According to the archives, it was the first and only rock opera about sustainable farming.
Each verse was synchronized perfectly with the milking machines.
Mr. Whiskertons would have loved to see that. He just drew a picture of a cow wearing headphones in his notebook. Now he's adding musical notes coming from the hay bales.
The dairy farmer said their milk production doubled that week.
All cows have rhythm, Eric. They just need the right motivation and the right soundtrack.
Which is actually why I was thinking we need to get the band back together. You know, do a proper reunion show. Maybe a tour, if things go well. We could recreate some of our greatest hits using modern techniques and our years of experience.
The band? Together? Again? In public? Oh, wow, that's... How is your wife? Didn't she organize the fan club? Does that seem safe to you?
Well, she hasn't found her way to Pueblo de Vacas.
Well, she hasn't found her way to Pueblo de Vacas for now, but it is only a matter of time.
Hey, Eric. Can I see your phone for a second? Let's see. Oh, you have Family Tracker 3000 installed. The pro version, too. She spared no expense. She has like 4 locations on her map marked as husband.
Hopefully, it takes her some time to figure out which one is Eric.
You know, the old abandoned radio station is pretty close to the Pueblo de Vacas jail and visitor center. If we're lucky, she'll just think Eric got himself arrested.
In Pueblo de Vacas?
Why would Eric get himself arrested?
In Cowtown?
Stranger things have happened. In Pueblo de Vacas. Okay, let me uninstall this app.
Quick thinking, Cassidy. But it is still only a matter of time before she gets here.
I have been thinking about recent events, Eric. I'm starting to think I may be to blame for your wife's, I'm not sure how to word this, sudden break with reality as we know it.
What?
As we all know, she has never forgiven me for faking my own death at your wedding. Hey, what's wrong with your cat? Is he sick?
Mr. Whiskertons looks confused.
I just realized nobody told Mr. Whiskertons that Mrs. Eric is really Mrs. Crazy Pants.
I guess you could say Mr. Whiskertons is a few episodes behind.
Cassidy, roll that flashback sequence.
Previously on Thoroughly Incorrect.
Why did you fake your own death and vanish with the wedding rings? And why did you come back on the day of the wedding?
The truth is, for reasons I was unable to disclose at the time, I was led to believe that your wife was not who everyone thought she was.
My wife has never done anything that would ever raise suspicion of any kind.
Really? Then tell me about her recent eBay activities. She told you she sold a coffee pot, rat poison, tarps, and duct tape on eBay, right? I can't find any eBay listings for any of those items, and they all disappeared around the same time as her boss.
Her boss? He quit and moved to Florida.
That's what she told you, but that is also what the police call mysterious circumstances. But, Eric, my spidery senses first tingled shortly before your wedding when I got a hold of her birth certificate. I discovered that she was really Canadian.
Canadian? She told me she was born in New Jersey.
That was a lie, much like the life she has lived with you. She had previously been married 3 times before you, and each of her husbands had disappeared under mysterious circumstances. Much like her recent missing boss, who, as it turns out, also thought he was married to your wife. She was using multiple names, marrying multiple men at the same time, and murdering them.
If you knew this on the night of the bachelor party, why didn't you convince me to call off the wedding?
I tried, Eric. I tried. But then, your wife actually had me kidnapped and sent to Mexico. This was a rare exception to her usual modus operandi. She couldn't do the dirty work herself because she was too busy establishing her alibi.
Getting married to me.
Yes. Now you're starting to catch on. Thankfully, I was able to get a ride back on what I believed at the time to be a taco truck, and I got back just in time for the wedding.
Wait a minute. If it wasn't a taco truck...
That, my friend, is a story waiting to be told another day. When I got back and saw the look on her face, I knew my own life was in danger, not just yours. I decided to once again slip into the shadows and monitor the situation from afar, knowing that I could appear when the time was right. Montana Mark is here to save the day. Eric, I'm not just saving your records, I'm saving your life.
That's a lot to process.
Meanwhile, back in the Pueblo de Vacas jail and visitor center.
Seriously? How can you just ignore that? Who was that guy?
No one knows. He just kind of appears and leaves without notice.
I like that guy's style.
Honestly, I think our show is haunted, but so far, he seems like a friendly ghost.
All right. It looks like we got Mr. Whiskerton's all caught up.
It may take him a few minutes to process everything. This whole thing is pretty insane.
Eric, my dear friend, my audio adventurer, your wife, she's clearly still got that same enthusiasm for getting things done, and I very much enjoy being alive. The last thing I need, at this stage of my life, is to give her ideas for a sequel to my death scene. I'd rather not be turned into the subject of an actual obituary if I can help it.
I understand. I guess I'll have to figure something else out. Maybe a solo acoustic, unplugged rendition of the Milk and Music Initiative.
Mr. Whiskerton's looks disappointed.
He just crossed out reunion show in his investigation timeline. Now he's drawing little musical notes with question marks around them.
Once again, it is time for me to slip into the shadows.
Has he always been so dramatic?
As far as I am aware, yes.
I guess that is what happens when old people spend too much time in the basement.
Settle down, you two. How about a break?
Alice, your husband isn't coming over for lunch, right?
Let me check. Oh, no. Adam is investigating what he calls a highly suspicious migration of lawn ornaments. Apparently, every garden gnome in town has mysteriously turned to face south. He says it's clearly the work of organized garden decor criminals.
That's good, because Mr. Whiskerton's used my phone to order lunch.
Where did he... Wait, is that cilantro? And fresh lime? And, Cassidy, why do I smell grilled peppers and...
Viva la burrito!
Cassidy, what did you do?
It was Mr. Whiskerton's.
If the sheriff finds out, we'll be recording the next episode from the Pueblo de Vacas jail.
And visitor center.
Order for Mr. Whiskerton's. Let's see here. We have the detective special with extra guacamole, obviously for our little furry friend. I heard someone likes burritos. It's my personal favorite. I named this one myself. Just don't drive around town with this meal, little lady.
Yes, sir. Anything you say.
The History Buff's Burrito Bowl for the lovely historian. And the Radio Star's Recovery Platter with our signature hot sauce. El Bandito's Extra Spicy Salsa Roja.
Alice, you didn't tell me Burrito Bob was so cute.
He is usually lurking in the shadows. The archives contain no verified face-to-face encounters with Burrito Bob or any member of the Burrito Underground. I have no way of knowing.
Alice, what is your husband going to say about all of this?
Don't worry about the sheriff. I brought my special line of complimentary air fresheners. Available exclusively at burritounderground.com. One free air freshener per customer. Offer not valid within town limits of Pueblo de Vacas or the surrounding areas.
Hey there! Can I call you Bob, or is it Mr. Burrito? You need to watch yourself, mister. You can't just be warning people about things all on your own over there. You need a true narration professional for this. Seriously, this is my job. Stop.
Who said that?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Thank you for your order, and, as always, viva la burrito.
Wait, Bob. Before you go, you wouldn't happen to know any musicians, would you? Eric here needs a band for a fundraising show.
Musicians? Well, now that you mention it, the Burrito Underground does have a house band. We play secret shows in hidden locations. It's all very hush-hush.
The same Burrito Underground band I used to listen to in college?
That was the original Burrito Underground, but our current members still play for the same cause. And they rock just as hard.
Viva la Burrito.
Viva la Burrito indeed. We could do the fundraising show together.
Hold up there, amigo. If we're going to play a public show, we can't use our real name. The sheriff would shut us down faster than you can say extra guacamole.
You need an undercover band name, something that won't raise suspicion.
An undercover cover band? I'll be a musical spy.
Oh, brother.
What about the Historical Preservation Society Band?
Too obvious. How about the Dairy Fresh Five?
The Legitimate Business Associates.
The Town Hall Meeting Minutes?
Oh, I got it. The Local Ordinance Compliance Orchestra.
Perfect. LOCO for short. The sheriff will never suspect a thing.
Hey, Bob. We should probably exchange numbers. You know, for concert planning purposes. Mr. Whiskerton says it's very important to have proper communication channels.
I'll find you when the time is right. I'll just follow the scent of perfectly legal potpourri.
How does he do that? One minute he's here, the next, poof.
Just like my chances of getting his number. I'll find you when the time is right. I'll just follow the scent of perfectly legal potpourri. That means he likes me, right?
Who talks like that?
Are you sure he isn't related to Montana Mark?
Alice, stop. Don't talk about my Burrito Bob like that.
Visit thoroughlyincorrect.com because Cassidy needs a new boyfriend and dating sites are expensive.
Visit thoroughlyincorrect.com because now I'm poor and alone. At least I'm not hungry anymore. Those burritos were amazing.
Don't tell my husband I said this, but sometimes crime does pay.
Mr. Whiskerton's lips full. He might need a catnap soon. Wait, why is he pawing at that bag? Is he looking for something?
1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5. We seem to have an extra bag of food.
That is weird.
Maybe Burrito Bob left you his phone number after all.
He did? Really? Oh my God. So my God.
Wait a minute. There isn't any food in this bag. It is just a bunch of old pictures and some documents of some sort. Did someone order a scrapbook?
Let me take a look at that.
I'm going to be single forever. At least Mr. Whiskerton's is back, for now.
Oh my, these pictures. Is that Mayor Thompson at the Burrito Underground?
What? Let me see those. That can't be... Wait, is he eating a Emperor Supreme burrito?
Not just the mayor. Look at these. Judge Thompson and, goodness me, is that Margaret Wilkinson, president of the Anti-Mexican Food League, with guacamole on her chin.
Mr. Whiskerton's is very interested in these receipts at the bottom of the bag. Look how he is arranging them by date.
The day the mayor vetoed the Food Diversity Initiative, 24 premium burritos delivered to City Hall.
And here, the night before Judge Thompson dismissed those parking tickets for the mayor's campaign donors, one Judicial Justice jumbo platter with extra hot sauce.
Mr. Whiskerton says this is a classic case of burrito-based bribery. He's adding it to his conspiracy board.
But just the other day, the mayor said, and I quote,
"Hi there, I'm Mayor Tom Anderson, and I fully support the ban on Mexican food. As we all know, eating Mexican food can lead to illicit drug use and criminal activities. And that just doesn't align with our small-town values here in Pueblo de Vacas. Also, the very thought of cilantro makes me physically ill." Wow, Eric, we had no idea you could do impressions. You should be on America's Got Talent.
Don't quit your day job.
These receipts tell a different story. Looks like someone has been ordering the extra cilantro special twice a week since taking office.
Mr. Whiskertons thinks we should expose this at the benefit concert. He's already working on the presentation slides.
The local ordinance compliance orchestra could be the perfect cover. No one would suspect a band with such a law-abiding name.
We'll have to be careful. If this goes wrong, we could all end up in the Pueblo de Vacas jail.
And visitor center.
Visit thoroughlyincorrect.com to support independent journalism and maybe some legal defense funds, just in case. Well, I'm Eric, and on behalf of Cassidy, Mr. Whiskertons, Alice, and the Burrito Underground, everything you have just heard has been Thoroughly Incorrect.
Wow, what an exciting episode. But what will happen next week? Will the local ordinance compliance orchestra publicly expose the corruption within Town Hall? Will the burrito ban be lifted once and for all? Where is Montana Mark? When will Eric's wife get to Pueblo de Vacas? Will Montana Mark have to legally change his name to Murdered Mark? Will the gang end up in the Pueblo de Vacas jail and visitor center? Will we answer any of these questions in our next episode? There is only one way to find out.
Hopefully, as always, you're not talking about murder.
Of course we are. Just like Eric's wife, I'd totally kill for information.
That's not okay. Seriously, murder is pretty much the exact opposite of okay. We can't afford lawyers, but if we could, they would want you to know that murder is very bad and that everything you have just heard has been thoroughly incorrect. Seriously, none of this was real. We made the whole thing up. Thoroughly Incorrect is a production of Pueblo de Vacas Studios. Visit thoroughlyincorrect.com and pueblodevacas.com for more misinformation.
Viva la burrito!